All right, let's kick off another deep dive. Today, we're diving into something called test-driven prompt development.
TDPD for short.
Yeah, TDPD. Bit of a
Okay.
mouthful, but stick with us. It's really fascinating stuff. Basically, imagine you're building like an AI chatbot for a bank, right?
Right.
And it needs to be able to like answer customer questions about their accounts. Super important to make sure those answers are accurate and no.
Absolutely. Especially in finance, accuracy is critical.
Exactly. You don't want any slip-ups when it comes to people's money. That's where TDPD comes in. It's all about testing those AI prompts before they ever get near a real customer.
It's like taking those principles of testing from software development, and applying them to the world of AI.
So instead of testing lines of code, we're testing the prompts that we feed into a large language model, an LLM.
Exactly.
Most people probably know them as the brains behind things like ChatGPT.
Right, like ChatGPT. And just like with code, we want to be sure that the LLM is spitting out the right answers for any given input.
And TDPD helps us do that.
It does, sets up a whole series of tests that basically mimic real-world interactions.
So, like, if a customer asks, "What's my account balance?"
Yeah.
we got to make sure the AI knows how to find that info and present it accurately.
Precisely. But, it's not just about finding the info. It's got to present it in a way that makes sense to the person asking, the
Of
customer.
right, of course.
So things like currency formats, time zones, even the user's language, it all matters.
So TDPD isn't just about like cold hard technical accuracy. It's got to deliver a good user experience too.
Absolutely. It's aiming for precision and clarity, hitting both those marks.
Makes sense.
And to do that, you need a diverse set of test cases. You want to cover all the bases, all the possible scenarios a customer might throw at it.
So how do we even begin to build these test cases? Sounds like it could get pretty complicated.
It can be, yeah. But this is where thinking like your customer really comes in handy.
Okay.
So let's say this bank has a few different customer types, right?
And I'm following.
You've got Alice. She's got multiple accounts, all in USD, but spread across different time zones. Then there's Bob, likes to keep things simple, single EUR account in Berlin. And then you have Charlie, juggling both JPY and EUR.
Wow, sounds like they need a good AI to help them keep track of all that.
Right. Each of those customers, they're going to interact with the AI in different ways.
So we need to design test cases that reflect those differences.
Exactly. So Alice might ask, "What's my total balance?" While Bob might just say, "Show me my balance." And Charlie, his might be something like, "What are all my balances?"
Interesting. So it's slightly different prompts, but all looking for that same basic information.
Right. It's all about the AI understanding the intent behind the question and giving the right info back.
Gotcha. So we've got our test cases. Do we just like throw them at the LLM and see what happens?
Well, not quite. We need a way to actually evaluate how well the AI is doing, right? That's where scoring comes in. Yeah, so in the material we're looking at, they use a pretty simple system. If the AI's response matches perfectly with the expected answer, it gets a 1.0.
Perfect score.
Yep. A partially correct answer, maybe a little off on the wording, gets a 0.5.
Okay.
And a completely wrong answer, that's a 0.0. Tough but fair.
So it's like grading a test, but for AI. All right, so using that scoring system, how did our AI do with Alice, Bob, and Charlie?
Well, Alice and Bob, the AI, aced their requests. No problem. Understood the intent, gave the correct information. But Charlie, his situation got a bit more interesting.
Ooh, I knew it. Multi-currency woes. Tell me more. What happened with Charlie?
Well, his prompt was, "What are all my balances?" Right?
Right.
So the AI has to pull multiple balances and present them clearly. It's got to count for different currencies, maybe even offer conversions if the customer wants to see everything in, say, USD.
I see. So it's more than just spitting out numbers. It's got to really understand the nuances of the request.
Yeah, you got it. And to make things even more real world, the source material mentions that, yeah, customers might want to see those balances in USD, adds another layer of complexity.
I bet. So how did the AI handle the conversion? Did it give Charlie the right answer in USD?
That's where things get tricky. And that's exactly what we'll dig into after the break. We'll look at how they tackled currency conversions in those test cases, and well, you'll see how the AI did.
Ooh, cliffhanger. Can't wait to hear more about that. But before we go, I just want to make sure I'm getting the big picture here. We talked about designing test cases that are like real-world scenarios,
Yep.
then scoring the AI based on how accurate and clear it is.
Right.
And we touched on handling those tricky multi-currency situations. Is there anything else we need to keep in mind when it comes to this whole PDPD thing?
Oh, there's one more piece to the puzzle. A big one, actually. It's how we manage and keep track of all these tests, especially as our AI gets more and more complex.
I can imagine that gets pretty messy pretty quickly.
It can. That's where a tool like Prompt Layer comes in.
Prompt layer. Okay, first time I'm hearing that.
Yeah.
What is that exactly?
Think of it as version control, but for your AI prompts. You know how you track changes in your code?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. You keep a detailed history of all the prompts you've created, all the tweaks you've made, how the AI responded to each version. Super helpful for auditing, debugging.
So if the AI suddenly starts acting up, Prompt Layer can help us figure out what went wrong.
Exactly. And that's what we'll be diving into next time. We'll look at Prompt Layer, its features, how it helps companies manage prompts on a larger scale, all that good stuff.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it. All right, everyone, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be back in the world of TDPD and those tricky currency conversions. Stay tuned.
So right before the break, we were talking about Charlie and his multi-currency accounts.
Right. What?
It's like a perfect example of how TDPD helps you catch those tricky situations, those edge cases, the things that might trip up an AI.
Yeah, totally. I'm still curious, how did the AI do with converting those balances into USD? Did it pass the test?
Well, the results were a bit mixed. It did okay, but wasn't perfect. It converted Alice's and Bob's balances without a hitch. Those are pretty simple cases.
Yeah, exactly.
But Charlie's mix of JPY and EUR, that's where it hit a snag.
Interesting. So why did it struggle with Charlie's balances? Was it the prompt itself or something else going on?
It was actually the way the currency conversion was set up. The example in the source material, they used static exchange rates.
Static exchange rates.
Yeah, basically they simplified things for the example.
Yeah.
But in a real application, you'd want to use, real-time data pulled from an API.
Right. Makes sense. Static exchange rates, those can get outdated pretty quick, especially in finance. Things change so fast.
Exactly. So using an API to grab the latest exchange rates, that would ensure the AI is always giving the customer the most up-to-date info.
So the AI wasn't necessarily wrong. It's just that the test case wasn't quite realistic enough.
Yeah, you nailed it. And that's kind of the beauty of TDPD, it forces you to really think through all those different possibilities, make sure your tests mirror the real world. In this case, it showed us, hey, we need a more robust way to handle currency conversions.
I see. So it's like a safety net, catching potential problems before they become real problems.
Exactly. Imagine if a customer got an inaccurate balance because the exchange rates were outdated. Not good.
Definitely not. Especially when you're dealing with people's money, accuracy is everything.
Absolutely. And you mentioned earlier Prompt Layer. That can help with auditing and debugging too, right?
Yeah, you mentioned it. I'm still a bit fuzzy on how that works in practice. Can you walk me through it?
Sure, no problem. So one of the big things Prompt Layer does is track the evolution of your prompts, right? Like think of it as a history, a detailed log of every change you make and how those changes affected the AI's responses.
So like version control, but for AI prompts.
Bingo. With Prompt Layer, you can go back, see exactly what prompt was used to create a specific response, even if that prompt's been changed since then.
Oh, wow.
Super useful for debugging. You can pinpoint exactly when something went wrong, why it went wrong. Makes troubleshooting way easier.
I can imagine it's got to be a lot easier to fix a problem when you have a record of all the changes.
Absolutely. And it's not just for debugging, the auditing side of things, that's huge for compliance, especially in industries like finance. You need that paper trail. Prompt Layer, it gives you a full record of every interaction, every tweak.
So it's not just about building AI that works, it's about building it responsibly.
You got it. Transparency, accountability, those are key, especially as AI plays a bigger and bigger role in our lives.
Well said. So far, we've talked about designing realistic test cases, scoring those complex scenarios like currency conversion, and now this prompt layer for keeping track of everything. Is there anything else we need to think about with TDPD?
There's one more thing that's really cool, and that's visualization. Even with something as simple as test scores, turning those numbers into something visual can be super helpful.
I'm all about good visuals. How does visualization fit into all of this?
Well, let me tell you.
Okay, so we've run all these tests, got scores, maybe even some logs from Prompt Layer. How do we make sense of it all? It's a lot of data.
Yeah, it can be. And that's where visualization comes in, turning those numbers into, something you can actually see. It can make a huge difference.
I'm a visual learner, so I'm all for that.
Well, in the source material, they use a simple bar chart to show the scores for each test case.
Oh, okay.
It's a really easy way to see at a glance which scenarios the AI is doing well on and which ones need more work.
Yeah, bar charts are great for that. You can immediately see, oh, these prompts are getting those perfect 1.0 scores. And these ones, well, not so much.
Exactly. And you can go even further, like track trends over time. See if the AI is actually improving as you refine those prompts. Mm. Or even map out all the different customer types and their test cases. You can create a visual representation of your whole TDPD strategy.
Whoa, that's a cool idea, like a roadmap for your AI development. See where you've been, where you are now, and where you still need to go.
Yeah, exactly. It can be really powerful.
So we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, I think. The importance of designing good test cases.
Right.
How to score the AI's performance. Mm. Handling those really tricky scenarios like we saw with the currency conversions.
Yep.
And then using tools like PromptLayer. Mm. For auditing, debugging, and even visualizing the results. Is there anything else we should touch on before we wrap up? Anything our listeners should keep in mind about this whole TDPD thing?
I think the big takeaway here is this. TDPD is all about building AI systems that are not just smart, but also reliable.
Yeah.
Trustworthy, especially in, you know, critical applications, like right. In finance, for example.
Right. It's not enough to just build an AI that can, like, spit out answers.
Yep.
We got to be sure those answers are right, they're consistent, and that people can actually understand them and trust them.
That's it. TDPD, it gives you the framework to do just that. It's a really powerful approach, you know, for building AI that's not just smart, but also responsible, reliable.
I love that. So it's not just about the tech. It's about using it the right way.
Exactly.
Well, I think we've given our listeners a really good overview of what TDPD is, why it matters, and how to do it right.
Yeah.
But as always, we like to leave everyone with something to think about. So we saw how TDPD works in finance. But what about other industries? How could you use TDPD to make sure AI is accurate and reliable in, say, healthcare? Or transportation?
Ooh, that's a great question. Lots to think about there. And I really encourage everyone listening, go explore those possibilities. This whole idea of TDPD, these principles, they can apply to so many different AI applications.
It's about making sure AI is doing what we expect it to do.
Right.
Safely and effectively.
Exactly. Because AI is only going to get more integrated into our lives, right?
It's the future.
So we need ways to test it to make sure it's doing its job properly. And that's where TDPD can make a real difference.
That's a great point to end on. The future of AI, it's exciting, for sure. But it's up to us to make sure it's a future where AI is used ethically, responsibly.
Absolutely.
And TDPD, that's a big step in the right direction. Well, thanks for joining me on this deep dive. It's been a pleasure, as always.
Thanks for having me. This was fun.
And to everyone listening, thanks for tuning in. Keep those minds curious, and we'll see you next time.